It was a big week for Mayor de Blasio on two fronts. First, an explosion leveled two apartment buildings in East Harlem, and then a plan for universal pre-kindergarten emerged in budget talks in Albany. It wasn't exactly his plan, and it wasn't exactly a victory. Our reporters discuss how it all went down on This Week in Politics.
Good morning, Beth. Special guest Ozzie Pabra. So nice to have you back in the WNYC studios.
Thanks.
Good morning.
Ozzie, very big week for Mayor de Blasio. Really the first week where he was sort of fully a mayor. Big disaster and a big battle in Albany.
Right. So part of the job of being mayor is dealing with crises that are, by definition, not something you are planning for, but you're called into action. And the second part of the job is the agenda that you want to set out as mayor. And dealing with the East Harlem explosion, the mayor was called into action to be the executive, to be in charge, and to coordinate the response effort. And the other part of his very big week was shepherding his education agenda through Albany, which much of New York City legislation has to get Albany approval. How does this new mayor get that done? So he was sort of dealing with both fronts, with both challenges, and that's what his week has been about.
So how did Bill de Blasio handle the explosion? I mean, was he sort of the kind of mayor father figure that New Yorkers look to in this kind of a situation?
Well, he's sort of been described in some points as mayor dad, a guy who refers to his family and has emphasized that he is more empathetic than his predecessor, Michael Bloomberg, who is very technocratic. And I think we have a clip of how Mayor de Blasio was describing the search effort immediately after the explosion.
There are a number of missing individuals. I emphasize that those who are missing could well be safe in another location and just not contacted yet or reachable yet. But there are a number of missing individuals, and there's going to be a thorough search.
Something wrong with that?
Not wrong, but what New Yorkers saw with Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg, technocratic people who always wanted to emphasize that they were in charge and that the city was operating even during disasters, they felt that New Yorkers would take comfort in an onslaught of knowledge at a time when their confidence was shook. Mayor de Blasio, what he's emphasizing is the sort of emotional aspect of some people that are directly affected by this disaster, which is we don't want to scare people. We don't want to put out a number that might alarm people. They might be somewhere else, but we're not going to put out a number and scare people.
Beth, all of this is going on with this backdrop of this fight between de Blasio and Cuomo. How is that playing out? Who's has the upper hand?
The governor always has the upper hand, Andrea. You know this from covering politics. And we've seen an alliance between the governor and leaders of that slim majority of the state Senate who had said all along that they did not want to give the mayor a tax. There would not be a tax for pre-K, according to the Senate Republican leaders, that is, and the governor. And then there wasn't really the ability to get enough support in the rest of the Senate for that. So what we have now is an agreement with the Senate's majority and the governor, and now Sheldon Silver is going along with this plan to give the city the hundreds of millions of dollars a year it had wanted, which is more than the governor initially proposed for pre-K, instead of the tax.
And is de Blasio declaring victory?
De Blasio is certainly declaring victory because this is an argument that had not happened before he became mayor, this need for universal pre-K. He can say that at least he got them to come up with a deal for this and to fund it in a way they never had before, because pre-K has been the law of the state for many years now, since the 90s, but they never fully funded it. So if they provide sustainable funding, which is what the mayor has asked for, and they say they will do it over a five-year period, then there is no need for the tax.
And what about this charter school battle that's really gotten very pitched between the mayor and the governor? I mean, the governor is just kind of really kind of sticking it to de Blasio in a way.
And now he is sort of, it appears, standing with Senate leaders who in their budget plan said they want to sort of punish the mayor for things that he's done that they don't like about charters. Specifically, they do not want him to charge rent to charters to be in city buildings. So that's in the Senate budget plan.
And
no
rent. Cuomo was just talking about this on Friday on the Brian Lehrer show.
Well, Cuomo did not answer specific questions about the Senate's plan. So he did not say, I don't think the mayor should charge rent. He did not say the mayor should give back space to the three charter schools that he banned from moving into city buildings this fall, as planned by former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. But he did say that he wants to make sure there's support for charters. Here we go.
I don't want to see a system statewide where charter schools can be aborted by any mayor or any city.
So typically, well, cryptic Cuomo here saying, this is what I want.
Any mayor, for example.
Right. But I want to make sure they're protected. So it's not clear how much of the Senate's agenda is going to get through. It's a wish list, as usual, in Albany. But it does call for more funding for charters and protecting them from things such as a mayor who's not as fully supportive. So we'll see what they get.
All right. Thank you so much, Beth Ozzie. You can follow us on Twitter at Ozzie, A-Z-I, at Beth Fertig, and at Andrea, W-N-Y-C. Thanks.